Extreme weather comes to Wisconsin all year round. They can cause power outages, and those outages can cause issues for anyone. But for those enrolled in federal food assistance called SNAP, having a fridge full of food spoils often means going hungry. SNAP recipients can get replacement benefits, but the process is not easy. And while the state has plans to simplify it, that won't happen until after the extreme spring and summer weather. Addie Costello reports on the bureaucratic hurdles causing the delay.
With 9 grandchildren, food doesn't last long in Lisa Winston's home.
And every day is somebody at the school with somebody. Granny, I'm hungry. Granny, you got something sweet?
The Milwaukee retiree relies on Wisconsin's food share program to stock her kitchen with some of her grandkids' favorite foods, including
macaroni and cheese. They love macaroni and cheese.
But when a winter storm swept across southeast Wisconsin this January, she lost power for over 24 hours, and roughly $200 worth of food in her fridge and freezer spoiled.
And then everybody looked at me, I'm hungry, I'm cold. Me too! You know, I don't know what to say. We just eat peanut butter jelly because you don't know what's good.
The federal government provides replacement benefits for SNAP households that lose food because of things like power outages. But Sherry Tussler, the CEO of the anti-hunger nonprofit Hunger Task Force, says accessing those funds isn't easy.
So you get finally the replacement form and you're like, oh, I could fill it out if it was a fillable form.
But it's not. And unless the state temporarily allows for signatures over the phone, people either have to sign it in person or print it out, then upload it online, mail it, or
you can fax it to them. How many people you know got a fax machine?
So why can't people just sign it electronically? States need approval from the USDA to accept electronic signatures on replacement forms. And even though Wisconsin got that approval in November 2023, they don't plan on making the option available until October of this year. A spokesperson for the health department says it takes time to change their systems, and they want to make sure no one's benefits are disrupted. But the agency has accepted other forms with electronic signatures for over a decade, and the delay means the online form won't be available until after tornado season.
With climate change, these storms are becoming as detrimental to households as the hurricanes that you'll see in Florida.
Melissa Kandari is the Midwest Regional SNAP Director. She says preparing for extreme weather has become a bigger priority for SNAP agencies in the region. But even once online signatures are available, an even bigger problem will remain. Many recipients just don't know that replacement benefits exist.
This is the case in every state that I've seen where it's just not widely known.
But Tussler wonders why any form, fillable or not, is necessary after major outages. She says the state can see who lost power and who already spent their food share benefits for the month, and they could use that data to automatically replace people's benefits.
Rather than putting them through some kind of unnatural gauntlet of paperwork.
The USDA does allow states to issue mass replacements. There are strict guidelines, so most states only issue mass replacements during declared disasters. But Wisconsin hasn't issued mass replacement benefits in at least 15 years.
If you got a power outage that blows through, you know, like 10,000 households went without power, it's probably time to trigger it.
An estimated 127,000 SNAP households were potentially affected by January's ice storm, including Lisa Winston's. And despite receiving food assistance for almost a year, she didn't learn about replacement benefits until her friend saw a news report about how Hunger Task Force was helping affected residents.
I'm like, wow, I never knowed all the sources out here to help people, you know, that's really, really in need.
She spent her last $2 taking the bus to sign the paperwork. But for Winston, it was worth it. About 2 weeks later, she got enough assistance to buy her grandkids fresh food and milk for their mac and cheese. Addie Costello, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This piece was produced in partnership with the nonprofit Wisconsin Watch.